This is the Franchise News Podcast for the week ending February 14th, 2020. Jack Munson coming to you from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, just back from IFA 2020 in Orlando. And that is our top story this week. The franchise world gathered for the International Franchise Association's annual convention, breaking attendance records in a non-Vegas year. Highlights included great keynotes from Simon Sinek and Trent Shelton. Check them all out at franchise.org. And a quick editorial sidebar, this was my 11th IFA and the best one yet by far. In D.C., the House has voted 224 to 193 to pass the Protecting the Right to Organize Act. The act has drawn opposition from business groups, including the IFA, and is seen as unlikely to gain traction in the Senate. Matt Haller, IFA's Senior Vice President of Government Relations, says, unfortunately, the PRO Act seeks to systematically undo the highly successful franchise business model at the behest of big labor unions. It would turn local entrepreneurs into mere employees of the brand. At this year's Global Franchise Awards, Little Kickers, the children's sports franchise, scooped up the top prize, the coveted Global Franchise Champion accolade. Famous Dave's is getting into the fried chicken sandwich wars. The Minnesota-based barbecue joint launched the new sandwich in 125 restaurants this week, based on the recipe created by the mom of the brand's founder, Dave Anderson. Walk-On's recently launched its philanthropic arm, the Game On Foundation, to support youth sports facilities in the communities it serves. In its debut year, the brand aims to raise $100,000. Providing a sense of community is a top priority in every market we serve, said Brandon Landry, Walk-On's founder. Moo-Yah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes unveiled its remodeled design at a new location in Hoover, Alabama. The new location is the brand's first store to have its new prototype featuring third-party and to-go shelving, a closed kitchen, and a new logo. Certapro Painters is opening a painter training center in its Pennsylvania corporate HQ. CEO Mike Stone says, our goal is to attract more young people to the painting trade and to make sure that they're trained on how to do the work properly and professionally. No more boring boondoggles. School of Rock and Hard Rock International are teaming up to provide a new interactive experience in the meeting space as part of Hard Rock's breakout meetings. School of Rock will also provide a band activity where groups can learn musical instruments to perform a hit song together as a collaborative super band. Rob Price, CEO of School of Rock, says, it's clear that adults are interested in this type of collaborative creative expression, and this partnership with Hard Rock is just one more way in which we are fulfilling our mission to enrich lives through music. Big announcements from Franworth, the franchise-focused growth equity firm, including the addition of new portfolio investment brands and accelerating value for franchises in the beauty and wellness space, including Madison Reed Color Bar, SCOA, Live Well Exercise Clinic, and Springwell Exercise Clinic. Franworth also welcomed New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees as a partner and a member of its executive board. Amazing Lash Studio CEO Heather Elrod announced this week a major milestone with the opening of its 250th studio. And Goldfish Swim Schools, the Learn to Swim franchise concept, is celebrating its own milestone with its 100th location. Congratulations. Lots of news and moves for members of the franchise family. Young Rembrandts promoted Lizzie Wall to Director of Operations. Wall joined the corporate team in 2008 and was a former Young Rembrandt student herself. Todd Houghton is the new Vice President of Operations at Camp Bow Wow. Taco Bell has named Nikki Lawson as Global Chief Brand Officer after a 20-year career at KFC. And Del Taco has added Tim Hackbart as Chief Marketing Officer. Nuke's Eatery has named Joe Pate to the new position of Chief Operations Officer. Dunkin' Brands has promoted Jill McVicker Nelson to Vice President of Marketing Strategy. And Taffer's Tavern, the restaurant concept created by Bar Rescue star and hospitality expert John Taffer, has selected Duncan Miller Ullman, DMU, to design the first franchise location set to open in the coming months. Congratulations and good luck to all of you. And finally today, McDonald's celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Shamrock Shake. It's returning next week, along with a new Shamrock Oreo McFlurry. Here's a look at the franchise calendar brought to you by Social Joey. If you're using software to duplicate social media posts on multiple franchisee pages, you might be in trouble. Facebook's gonna get you. Also, some people are talking about localized or syndicated content. That's just as bad. Find out more at socialjoey.com or chat with one of the Social Joey marketing pros at one of these events. First up, MFV Expos has a couple of great shows coming up. Franchise Expo South is in Miami, February 20th through the 22nd, and Franchise Expo Nashville, March 20th and the 21st. The Restaurant Franchising and Innovation Summit moves to Atlanta this year, March 16th through the 18th, and the CFA, the Canadian Franchise Association's annual convention, moves to Montreal, April 4th through the 6th. And Franchise Update Media's Multi-Unit Franchising Conference, BuffCon, is in Vegas again this year at the all-new Caesars Convention Center, April 14th through the 17th. We will see you there. Tomorrow on Social Geek Radio, the franchise spotlight is on Bob Fish and Mike McFall, co-CEOs of Big B Coffee. Talk to you then.